Minimum wage is still a major concern for Angelenos. The minimum wage was raised from $8 to $9 for fast food workers this past July. But as Camille Rockiestas reports, the pay raise hurts more than it helps.
It is 6 in the morning, and April Gomez stands at a cash register, serving customers at Noah's Bagels. The store is packed with hungry customers, and Gomez has 7 more hours left at the bagel shop. Then she will move on to her next job, a 6-hour shift at Wow Bento Sushi. Gomez is a 19-year-old business student at Moore Park College who has to support herself with 2 jobs, along with attending school full-time. She's now making $9 an hour, but she's not making more money.
I was getting paid $8.25 before, but even with that, I actually had more hours. So I would get like 36 hours in the week with $8.25.
Gomez says the decrease in hours plus taxes taken out of her paycheck is not even enough to pay for her books. Gomez says it's not just the workers who are losing money, but consumers are also feeling it in their wallets.
I feel really weird when I have to tell people like, oh, I have to charge you 50 cents for like less than an ounce of jelly.
There are nearly 200,000 fast food workers in Los Angeles, and an average adult with one child has to make at least $24 in order to afford necessities. James Cerizo is a financial advisor at Northwestern Mutual, and he says the raise in menu item prices doesn't entirely make up for the increased pay rates, because the cost of living has gone up tremendously within the past few years.
The cost of living is going up by X percent, and the minimum wage is also going up by X percent. But the important thing here is the minimum wage is not increasing at the same rate as the cost of living. So if you are making minimum wage, you're not making enough for you to run your life as a simple middle class person.
Cerizo says consumers buy less to save money, but this does not help the economy.
The economy does well when people buy things or buy services. Right now, people don't want to buy things or buy services. They want to save their money. And by doing that, they help themselves, but they don't help the economy. Thus, going back to minimum wage being raised, but not enough to run their lives based on the price index raising even higher.
However, Gomez says her cost of living is not outrageously high. The amount she's paid is just low. She compares doing 6.5 minutes of her responsibilities at work to a snack-sized McFlurry at McDonald's, which is $1.69.
I'm about to go to Mickey D's right now and get myself a McFlurry. Now that is about 6.5 minutes worth of my time. So that means in 6.5 minutes, I was able to take orders, replace the coffee, make a damn sandwich, take people's money, clean the damn bathroom in 6 minutes, and that is all equivalent to 1 McFlurry.
Gomez also says the task expected of her at Noah's is more than what they pay her. Mayor Eric Garcetti is proposing to raise minimum wage to $13.25 by 2017 in order to help people like April Gomez support themselves. Camille Riquiestas, Annenberg Radio News.
Will that be for your to-go?